From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry praised countries in the Middle East for working to bring political and economic change to the region. In an exclusive interview with Al Hurra Network on Thursday, Kerry hailed the efforts by Arab nations to fight Islamic State terrorists. Kerry said Washington's partners are quite effectively working together in the field against Daesh operatives and have eliminated many of their leaders.
We're working to cut off finance that comes from various places. We're fighting to prevent young people from being indoctrinated, and so we have a number of social media initiatives to reach out to people and to counter Daesh's narrative.
Kerry admitted that there are steps that can only be taken by those in the region. He said, for example, that as custodian to the holiest sites in Islam, Saudi Arabian leaders speak with a special authority with respect to Islam, and that they're working to create a counter-narrative to Islamic State. Pyongyang has sentenced a Korean-American man to 10 years of hard labor for subversion. A North Korean court handed down the sentence Friday after the naturalized U.S. citizen reportedly admitted to stealing military secrets last month. Kim Dong-chul's confession came a week after an American student is said to have confessed to stealing a poster. He was sentenced to 15 years hard labor. Observers say both confessions were likely coerced. Both sentences come amid mounting tensions following North Korea's launching of nuclear weapons tests and long-range rocket tests in defiance of international criticism. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. The Pentagon has disciplined 16 military personnel, including a two-star general, for their role in last year's mistaken airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan that killed 42 people. Doctors Without Borders called the attack relentless and brutal. The airstrike occurred during an intense battle in Kunduz after Taliban militants seized the city. A military report determined that the U.S. forces involved in the airstrike mistook the hospital for another compound that was serving as Taliban headquarters. Officials said the accident was caused by human error and that many chances to avert the incident were missed. Meanwhile, John Kerry says he's outraged by an airstrike on a hospital in Aleppo, Syria, directly blaming President Bashar al-Assad.
The details and the circumstances of the attack are still coming in. But it sure bears all the hallmarks of the kinds of strikes that the regime has done in the past on treatment facilities and, frankly, on first responders. So once again, we call on the regime to cease these absolutely senseless attacks, which are, of course, violations of the cessation of hostilities. And we continue to call on and urge Russia to use its influence on the Assad regime to bring these kinds of strikes to an end.
That's John Kirby, a State Department spokesman. At least 20 children and doctors were killed in the attack, including the last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas of Aleppo. The world's most profitable company just became a little less valuable this week when California-based Apple Inc. reported the first decline in iPhone sales in 13 years. Apple CEO Tim Cook blames the struggling Chinese economy for Apple's weaker earnings, but analysts say other forces may be at play, including the increasing saturation of the smartphone market. Millar Sega has more.
More than 2 billion people around the world own a smartphone. Nearly 1 in 5 of them are iPhones. Such is the reach of California-based Apple Inc., which last month celebrated its 40th birthday. But the days of people lining up around the block for the next great iPhone may be over. This week, Apple reported its first revenue decline after 51 straight quarters of growth, the victim, some say, of its own success. It's not the end of the world for Apple, which earned revenues of over $50 billion in the first quarter. But it could mark a tipping point for one of the world's most valuable companies. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
Several people were arrested and several injured Thursday night as police in riot gear broke up clashes between supporters and opponents of Donald Trump in California.
That's the latest world news from VOA.